is just between you and me, okay?
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, well, I hear you, but if it's that intense, I'll need a solid buzz to think clear.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Paterita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Great hit there with Taylor Twellman. We appreciate him jumping on the program that quickly as he gets set to call the men's national team. That's some good stuff. We could have went on a little bit longer there. We've got Jordan Morris coming up, U.S. men's national team in this hour. That was one of the players Taylor had pointed out that he's intrigued to see. Jordan Morris has come back from that bad knee injury and has already got 3 goals on the year. One of 7 players in Major League Soccer who do. One of those also is Memo Rodriguez, and he will also be on the show a little bit later on. So great segue into that. We got more tickets to give away to the U.S. and Chile. Let's put out the question that we have raised here today. Which is your favorite league professionally and why? But you got to tell us why. Which is your favorite league professionally and why? So that's one of the ones we want to do. I think we had the name of the winner. Who was the name of the winner? Oh, Ryan O'Connor won the first pair of tickets to Chile, U.S. next week. Now, Friday night, you can get a look at Chile because Tata Martino is going to be in San Diego. There's going to be a massive crowd there. There's not going to be any ticket problems there. That's one thing we can assure you. Chile is going to play Mexico, and Tata Martino is going to be ready to go. No Carlos Vela, and that one's one a little bit of a head-scratcher, but we'll see what that means. 713-780-3776, your favorite league in the world and why. 713-780-3776, your favorite league in the world and why. By the way, talking about a Messi hat-trick, guess who had a hat-trick for DC United? Wayne Rooney. Let's play one of Wayne's goals. Let's play goal number 3 from Wayne Rooney, DC United's victory.
Acosta, Ariola to his right, Rooney to his left, Acosta, Deeks to his left, that's Junior Moreno, that's Rooney, it's in the net!
That is Dave Johnson, which, by the way, Dave Johnson is one of, gosh, I'm thinking here, myself, Dave Johnson, JP Della Camera, Dwight Burgess, Joe Tatino, I think, are the only 5 guys still around. Man, that sounds kind of morbid, but still around from the inception of Major League Soccer in 96, which you will all remember was a prerequisite of giving the United States the World Cup in 1994. Now, I'm not going anywhere. Victor arises in here laughing. Well, I'm not planning on it. Let me just say that. My plans are to be around a while. 713-780-3776, your favorite league and why. 713-780-3776. Zach Steffen is pretty much the incumbent now, I think, for the United States. I don't think there's any question there. But, you know, a lot of talk was around, and I love this, that Greg Berhalter dropped the fact that DeAndre Yedlin was going to be pushed higher up the field, and Tyler Adams was going to be placed as a right back, but it's really kind of a hybrid role where you're going to see him in midfield a lot. So he'll squeeze in to his left from the right back position. You'll find him in midfield a lot. The kid can cover ground like crazy. He's been unbelievable for Leipzig, who have not lost since he's gotten to the German Bundesliga. Now, you would say, you know, I think part of the controversy there is why would you move a guy who's been that effective in the middle of the field for Leipzig? Why wouldn't you keep him there with the national team? And I think that's, number one, is versatility. Number two, there was a little bit of a question about his passing range over distance. But Tyler Adams, As you heard in the interview, we did. And this is the fourth straight week now we've had a U.S. national team player on this show. Our thanks to Michael Kammerman, one of their press agents, for helping us arrange that and the MLS clubs as well. Because it's not just that I want to get national team players on the show. It's that I'm trying to help put people in the seats for the game. Okay? So it's a couple fold. We don't just do things around here without a purpose and a meaning. The soccer community means a lot to us. I want to see the U.S. men's national team serenaded by a big crowd when they come to play here. No question. Beck. Is this Beck who did the song Loser?
No, I'm here.
Hey, Beck, how are you? What's on your mind?
Hey, great. Hey, I just saw your, I heard your question about what's their favorite league.
Yes.
I was just going to say that since I was a kid, I grew up watching the English Premier League.
Yes.
When Michael Owen was a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved watching Liverpool, and just and ever since, Premier League has been my favorite. So
yeah,
that's all I was going
to
say.
So you know, you basically, it came down to a team and a singular player, right? That really got you going about the Premier League?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was basically, I heard when I was a kid that apparently Michael Owen was watching the World Cup and watched the, I heard this story.
Yes.
England was in the final and lost. And when he was a little boy, he cried over that loss and just such a passion for soccer. And I just loved watching him when he was, I think, around 17 or 18 when he just first joined Liverpool, and just a lot of hopes for him. And there's, I mean, Steven Gerrard was there. He was very young then as well.
Yes.
And also watching Arsenal. I mean, just, I think that's my favorite now forever.
So. Well, Beck, thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. And I like that story. It's a great one. Thank you. And there's so many ways we get involved in soccer. Beck's is a good one right there. Michael Owen in Liverpool. Thank you for that, Beck. Reminder here. We talked about community, and I meant to get Olivier Finidori on the show tonight. We'll get him on next week. I can't tell you how much respect I have for the Cyfair Dynamos Youth Soccer Club. They do it their way. It's about long-term. It's out in the Cyprus area. Olivier Finidori played for the Houston Hotshots indoor team back in the day. Jim Walker's out there, who was a general manager in the North American Soccer League down here with the Houston Dynamos in the 80s. They hosted, their staff, they hosted the Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic that you know, combination with Soccer Matters. And they've been doing it year after year after year. They never gave up. They made it a big part of their community service. They're the ones who staff it. They promote it. And they show up for 2.5 hours on a Sunday during spring break, where a lot of coaches would not like to be out on the field, quite frankly, because they know there's a bigger purpose. And this past weekend, it was just wonderful out there. We had Grace Cutler there. We had Devin Kerr of the Houston Dash. We had Monica Gonzalez, the assistant coach of the Dash, who works with James Clarkson and Eddie Robinson. She was out there. We had Kevin Garcia. He was out there. Eric Bird was out there on crutches, the Dynamo player. And I can't tell you what it means and how important it is for players to touch young people. And I can guarantee you there are going to be some young ladies that are going to the Dash game this year strictly because of that personal connection. It is the biggest asset you have. It's your players touching kids in your community. It beats any marketing move you think you can make. The personal connection, there's nothing that beats it. I urge you to go over to dynamosoccer.com. That's the Cyfair Club. But a big thank you to Olivier Finidori. Also Puma, they supplied the T-shirts. And then Soccer for All, my friend Ed and Cece Kamara, they did the printing. So we got to really just say, this was amazing. We raised $3,000. We had 60 kids out there. We had cancer survivors like Blake Lieberman talking to the kids. All the Dynamo players and Dash players got up and spoke to the kids. Healthy, really, really healthy. And you leave there feeling really good about a 2.5 hour spent focusing on positive things. Absolutely incredible. $3,000 goes back to the 501c charity Curing Children's Cancer Fund. So so important. And we really appreciate what everybody did out there. And, hey, we'll be back there again next year. And don't forget, A Night for Champions, Wednesday, April 3rd. Myself, Bill Brown, former Astros play-by-play, Bill Worrell. It's an intimate experience. We're talking about our careers as guys behind the mic, travel, funny stories. It's very intimate. It's $100. You can get your ticket at Eventbrite. The food is great at Federal Grill. It's a wonderful spot. And again, this is going to benefit the Snowdrop Foundation and Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Kevin Klein is going to be the host. We'll take a break right now. Seventh caller. Oh, by the way, shout out to the first responders getting out to the Deer Park fire. 8 tanks are still burning. It's the third day of this fire, and you've seen the smoke billowing over the city. And no timetable. Nobody knows really when this thing's going to finally be put out. So, first responders, we love you. And we also love tickets to the U.S. Chile. So, caller number 8 at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 8, you get tickets to U.S. Chile.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Can't find a teammate, and now is there a break the other way? Rodriguez, can he catch up to that one to keep it in play? He can. Morris and Rui Diaz are on the far side. Ladero's the trailer. Rodriguez the cross. Jordan Morris!
All right, the best in soccer talk, self-proclaimed, continues to roll on here. Again, a reminder, Thursday, the United States will be taking on Ecuador, and then next Tuesday, right here, the U.S. will take on Chile, right here in Houston. BBVA Compass Stadium is the site. Tickets at ussoccer.com or at the BBVA Compass Stadium box office. Hey, soccer fans, I got a new sponsor to Soccer Matters, Tri-Eagle Energy. Now, there's synergy with their energy because they're also the official energy provider of the Houston Dynamo, Houston Dash, and BBVA Compass Stadium. So let's talk energy. There are a lot of energy providers out there. There's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on. Now, you may have fallen for one of these offers, and months later you find out you're paying a higher rate or there are additional fees on your bill. Now, it's different with Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. Let me repeat. The rate you see is the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. So, here's what you do. You check out Tri-Eagle Energy. You call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. Let me remind you about a wonderful event, and I think you'll have a wonderful time at this. This is a very intimate environment. Wednesday, April 3rd, it's being called A Night for Champions. 6:30 to 8:30 at the Federal American Grill. It's on 510 Shepherd. It's hosted by the Snowdrop Foundation and the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Nonprofit night. We're doing it for kids. Bill Worrell, the legendary Houston Rockets play-by-play man. And I mean legendary. Legendary Bill Brown, Houston Astros play-by-play man. And then somehow I got on the bill with these two guys, Glenn Davis. So anyway, this is a night where basically all three of us as play-by-play men are going to talk about our experiences, stories you may never have heard before, behind-the-scenes stuff. Really, really interesting. It's casual. We're talking experiences, calling professional sports, traveling, road, athletes, all the things that maybe are behind the scenes that you won't hear. Tickets are $100. You get them at Eventbrite. Federal Grill is a wonderful spot. Andrew Kapolsky has done a lot of great work on this. The night's going to be a wonderful night, and we're going to want you to get out to it, and we're wishing that you can check this out. Again, tickets $100 at Eventbrite. There are still seats available, although they are filling up. It's called A Night for Champions. Get your tickets, $100 at Eventbrite. I think there's a whiskey pairing and all kinds of really good food there. You don't have to do just whiskey. You can do wine, whatever, but it's going to be a great night, and the proceeds will go back to the Snowdrop Foundation and the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. All right, with the U.S. men's national team, as we mentioned, in town next Tuesday, what a great opportunity to catch up with U.S. striker Jordan Morris, who is in camp. And remember, last year had a very, very serious injury. He's already got 3 goals in Major League Soccer. Here's my interview with Jordan Morris. Well, I guess the first thing we go to, Jordan, what a great start in Major League Soccer for you. You've got 3 goals. The Sounders are off and running at 3-0. More importantly, though, to get back to where you are now, how difficult was this? How arduous was it coming back from the injury? And maybe how lonely might it have been?
Yeah, I think it was a combination of all those things. Obviously, it was really demanding physically. But I think the toughest part was mentally. I always knew that the knee would get strong, the quad, the muscles around it would get strong. But I think the mental component was the toughest, having to sit out the whole year and miss out on playing games and miss out on doing what I love. And there were definitely some really lonely times. You know, I wasn't as close to the team. It felt like you're kind of on the outside. And there were times where it was really, really difficult. So just to be back and to be back playing again is awesome. I'm very thankful.
Any particular people during that time period, both within the team and outside, that you kind of lean on during those tough times?
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing in Seattle, so have my family around, some great friends, my teammates, guys that have gone through it before. My training staff was really great with it all. So I think leaning on all those guys. And then myself, I just had to pick myself up when times got tough and know that all the work that I'd be putting in would be beneficial for when I got back. So
he's Jordan Morris, U.S. men's national team, also Seattle Sounders, national championship at Stanford. I'd had the pleasure of calling some of his national title games. Chile and the U.S. will be here next Tuesday. And again, tickets at ussoccer.com. You can see great talents like Jordan. I guess when you're outside of the main team, just getting back to that, that is a very lonely place. It's also kind of fearful, right? I mean, was there ever any point where you were concerned about your future?
I think it's only natural for those thoughts to creep into your head. But for me, it was the next day, what I could do the next day to try and get better. And you know, I'm not going to lie, there were very frustrating times where I'd go into practice and I'd get upset, you know, because I was so far away from playing. But it was trying to have that mentality the next day, the next week, the next little milestone that I could get to without even thinking of kind of what was coming in the future, just trying to get back on the field, trying to get back to doing what I love to do. And for me, I think setting those little milestones were what was, you know, was important for me.
All right. The first goal this year in Major League Soccer, the first one that hits the back of the net, that must have been kind of a liberating feeling.
Yeah, definitely. It had been a long time, you know, since I felt that feeling. And it's obviously what I love to do, you know, score goals. So for me, it was very, very exciting. And I think not necessarily a relief, but just a special feeling to kind of feel that again. So
are you at a point now that you don't even think about the knee?
Yeah. I mean, I think at the beginning, it was something that maybe crept into my mind every once in a while during training, during games, in preseason. But now, you know, you got to push that out. I think that, again, one of the toughest parts is just trusting that it is stronger than it was before. And, you know, just going out and playing. So when I've been in the games, you know, I haven't thought about it at all, which is great.
Jordan Morris, U.S. men's national team, Seattle Sounders, joining us tonight on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And we really appreciate him coming on. Again, we're reminding people pretty consistently here that the U.S. will be in town next Tuesday. We want to fill the stadium for the United States national team. It is an exciting team. They will be taking on Arturo Vidal and Chile. All right, so you're someone to me, Jordan, when I'm thinking about interviewing you today, you know, you're kind of a bridge because you're around a lot of these older veterans now that have moved on, that are legendary U.S. players, and here you are now around a lot of these young guys who want to kind of inherit that mantle. It must be a very interesting time and a very different sort of time to come into the U.S. based on your past with the national team.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's some new faces, and for me, it was such an honor to be able to play with some guys that I looked up to when I was growing up. So that was a really cool experience. But now, obviously, a little bit of a new group, but all guys that are very talented, very willing to work hard, and I think that the program is heading in a very good direction. So everyone here is really excited, and you know, just excited to keep getting better as a team.
I was kind of taken aback when everybody seemed to be kind of down on the U.S. team, and I'm just sitting here going, wow, I mean, all these young guys now are going to have opportunity. We're going to be able to watch these kids blossom. There's some kids that are really mature beyond their years, you know, the Adamses and the McKinneys, and I'm just sitting here going, no, this is one of the most intriguing times I think I've ever been around the U.S. men's national team.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a good time to push the program forward, and we have, you know, a young group of guys that are very talented, and you know, I think an exciting group. So for us, it is coming together as a team, and just really pushing to get better.
So when you come into the national team setup, is there a lot different that's asked from you as a striker under Greg Berhalter? And I know it's kind of fresh now, but is there a lot of differences in what's expected of you when you play?
A little bit. I think the new kind of coaching staff has done a great job implementing their the system that they want to play. And coming from Seattle, you know, there are subtle differences in playing on the right side from Seattle to here. But the coaching staff has done a great job of communicating those and helping us learn kind of the new system in the short amount of time that we have together. So for us, I think just every day continuing to learn that, continuing to come together as a team, like I said, is important. And for me specifically, just continuing to learn exactly how the coaches want me to play. And, I'm just excited to be here and excited to work hard. And, so it's always an honor.
Any insight, Jordan, into something specific that may be a little different than Seattle that Greg Berhalter wants out of you?
Nothing too, too specific. I think my game is similar in the sense that, trying to use the qualities that I feel like I have to break opponents down. So like I said, in a lot of ways, it is similar, which is nice. And for me, Greg has been great in explaining that to me, and he's reached out to Coach Metzer in Seattle and has talked about, how he wants to implement us when we come in here, and that's been communicated to us as well. So there are a lot of similarities, which is nice.
Jordan Morris joining us, U.S. Men's National Team, Seattle Sounders. You'll see him in Major League Soccer against the Houston Dynamo. You're going to see him next Tuesday, U.S. Men's National Team, Chile, right here in Houston. USsoccer.com is where you can get your tickets as we continue on with him. Greg was down here and did a whole media day and tour here for about a day and a half in Houston, to drum up support and for the game. And I was just really, really impressed with, number one, his willingness to do the media work and spread the lore and the word and everything else and to get into detail about things. What's it like with him as a coach? You've got two very, very good coaches in Brian Schmetzer and now Greg. What are some of the other things that have struck you with Greg Berhalter?
Yeah, he's a great coach, and for me, I think he's so detail-oriented. It's a special thing to be a part of and to learn from, because every little detail is talked about with him. He notices, he looks at the game different than anyone that I've, been coached by, and for me, it's super special because I think it's helped me become better as a player. He helps you think about little things that normally maybe you wouldn't think about. So for me, just adjusting to that as quickly as possible and just continuing to improve is what's important. But no, I'm very lucky to have two great coaches. So
a lot of good strikers in the U.S. camp. It is a position everybody's looking around at. Kind of your thoughts on the competition that's there, because at the end of the day, everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to go to a World Cup. Everybody wants to be on that Gold Cup roster. How intense is the competition? And obviously, a lot of this is based on club performance. But looking at the other strikers in camp, how competitive is it?
Yeah, I think there's always going to be competition. Always good players. This country produces a lot of good talent. So every time you come into camp, there's going to be competition. But I think that's good. It pushes people to work hard, pushes people to want to improve and want to, do their best. And that's only going to make the team better. So I think having that competition is very healthy.
Jordan Morris, U.S. Men's National Team, joining us. They've got Ecuador this Thursday, then Chile next Tuesday here in Houston. I'm really looking forward to seeing these young guys. I've had Tyler Adams. We've had a number of your teammates on the show prior. I'm just thoroughly impressed with some of these young kids. No different than you, though, to be honest with you. I mean, when I spoke with you when you were at Stanford, I walked away very impressed with what a young man you were and how mature beyond your years you were with answering questions and dealing with things. What strikes you about some of these younger guys and the ambition? Because they are youthful, they are excited, yet there also is a side of them that kind of makes me feel like they're older souls.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's important when you're coming in as a young guy to have that confidence I think a lot of these guys, obviously, they have that. They're confident in their abilities, and will come in and do whatever they can to help the team and work hard. And but yeah, they have a lot of ability, and it's awesome to see them kind of come in and embrace that opportunity, embrace the role that they have.
Your rise in the game was something special, and there was a ton of attention on you when you were at Stanford, and then you got the opportunity with the national team. I was at your game in San Antonio when you scored against Mexico. That was a really exciting moment, I think, in your career. And then obviously you had the opportunity to turn pro, and you know, the whole soccer fan base in this country was, you know, why didn't Morris go to Europe, and he's staying in MLS, he's taking the easy way out. What did you think about all that when that went down, and how did you ultimately make the decision? Because you do have a lot of your teammates now in the Bundesliga and in Germany, where you had a lot of interest.
Yeah, for me, I think it was, you know, pushing all that outside noise away. For me, it's making the decision. You know, in the end, it's your life, it's my life, and for me, it's making the decision that I think is best for me at the time, and obviously. You know, for me, I think things have gone well in the MLS. You know, been able to win an MLS Cup, and I think have a good career there so far. And so, you know, it's pushing all that out, and I think the MLS is growing. It's a good league, and it was a way for me to get on the field and get games right away. And you know, again, it's not listening to anything that the people in the outside world are saying or anything like that. Just focus on what I can do to get better every day.
Jordan, listen, we thank you very much for coming on the program tonight. We wish you the best of luck Thursday, and then next Tuesday, we're really looking forward to having you here in Houston.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We're looking forward to it.
All right. So that's Jordan Morris of the U.S. Men's National Team and the Seattle Sounders, one of the nicest young men you're ever going to meet, but glad to see him back from the injury, because injuries are scary, and it's a lonely time period. It's good to see him back and in a good place. Jordan Morris, the United States men's national team, next Tuesday taking on Chile. Tickets at ussoccer.com or the BBVA Compass Stadium box office. By the way, the place to be in Edo, Kings Court, so home of El Batallon, Houston Red Army, Peña, the Real Madrid supporters group. It's 903 Hutchins, right next to the stadium, shadows of BBVA Compass. Kings Court has 13 monitors for all your soccer watching desires. They cover leagues from around the world. The rooftop deck is spectacular, but like I said, there's no better place to go before a professional soccer game at BBVA Compass Stadium, whether it's the Dynamo or the U.S. men's national team, than the King's Court. It's the most pub-like feel. It's got a great view of the stadium. British and Indian pub-style cuisine is also a winner at King's Court. Great food, staff, selection of bar and cocktails, all at great prices. KingsCourtHouston.com. Go in, say hello to Jay, say hello to Megan, his wife. That is a great soccer watching spot. All right, we'll take a break. It's a King's Court break.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
The Dynamo will put it back. Here is Elise. He squares it. It's 1-0. Albert Elise strips a defender, sets up Memo Rodriguez.
Hey, a moment here for our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Whatever type of accident you get in, nobody wants to, but if you do, you do need representation. So if it's car, motorcycle, industrial, construction, the Daspit Law Firm has you covered. They'll work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. DaspitLaw.com, and a big shout-out to John Daspit. Big shout out to a guy who had an outstanding game. First multi-goal game in his career. Memo Rodriguez picking up 2 in the Dynamo's 3-2 victory over the Vancouver Whitecaps. And he joins us now. Memo, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, mission accomplished, I would say. 7 out of 9 points in the first 3 games at home. It's a nice cushion going into this break, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good. I think it's good for the team to start off on a good foot. Obviously, it was unfortunate that we couldn't advance in the Champions League, but now our main focus is on the league, and you know, we're going to try our best to win every game possible.
He's Memo Rodriguez, and you know, we got to give a shout out to your youth club, the Houstonians, and then I guess at 16 you transitioned into the Dynamo Academy, and it's important to make sure we recognize a lot of the great people that were a part of your career. But at some point, I got to think you get tired of, hey, you know, he's the local guy. What I said the other day via social media was, he's a professional. That's what he is.
Hey, yeah, I'm obviously growing up. I started off with the Houstonians, and obviously Dennis Lewis and Alfonso Luqueta were one of the main guys that recruited me to the Houstonians. And then obviously, you know, the academy's progressed, and the academy at that time was getting big. So I had to transition to a team in Houston. And obviously I thought, me and my mom thought it was best for me to move to the Houston Dynamo, because it was only the only academy to have a pro team. So it was a good transition, and we're here now and scoring goals in front of my family, and it's an amazing experience to have my family and friends to see me during games.
Yeah, and everybody loving the fact that you have the local connection as well, and there's nobody that can place a higher value on that than the franchise. Before you went to the Houstonians, what age did you go to them? Who worked with you when you were a little kid as well?
So I was all over the place. Obviously, I was from a small town, but back in my small town, it was just the Boys and Girls Club, so it was everybody in school, so it was mostly friends. And then from there, I just transitioned from Sealy, Texas. Then I went to Rosenberg, Texas, and it was called Cruz Azul back in the day. And then obviously, I had to make a bigger step and move to Houston. I went to this team named Aguila for a bit, in Southwest, I believe. And then from there, ODP was huge back in the day. So that's where Dennis Lewis and Alfonso Luqueta recruited me. ODP was big, and it was the best players in South region. So from there, I progressed. And Houstonian, I was there since 12, maybe 11 to 16, so 5 to 6 years. And it was development-wise, I think it was a good experience for me. Just the magnitude of coaching that I got there from Dennis Lewis and various other coaches. And then obviously I transitioned myself to the Houston Academy, Houston Dynamo Academy, where James Clarkson also helped me a lot in my development and gave me the opportunity to train with the first team.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm glad you were able to tell that story about where you went around, because I think that's important for people to hear. We're talking to Memo Rodriguez. So now you're amongst the only 7 players in Major League Soccer with 3 goals right now. I just we're interviewing one tonight on this show, also Jordan Morris of the U.S. Men's National Team. So it's exciting for you. Now, a couple of things I loved about these goals you scored, because you were so aware of the moment to get into the penalty area. You were just Johnny on the spot. You were the fastest to get there when Albert Elise, let's say, stripped a defender. Your commitment to get in the box was something special in this game.
Yeah, I think Wilmer also implemented that since RGV, when I played on the wing. He said it's a lot of times in video, I wouldn't make that run to the back post. And he's like, you make that run in the back post and you're going to score a lot of goals. And I think that's really second nature to me now, that I got to get in the box, crash the box in the second post to score goals. And obviously, with Albert's speed, I have to be faster than him. Whenever he's got his head down and going at defenders, I got to be there beforehand, because he's just faster than me. So I got to read that. And I think it was a very good game plan for us against Vancouver, and thankfully it worked out.
Memo Rodriguez joining us. Houston Dynamo now 2 wins and a draw in Major League Soccer play. They take 7 out of 9 points near the top of the Western Conference, and off to a very, very good start. You know, look, being prepared, being ready for your opportunity. I've spoken to you a lot. I've watched you. I've watched the discipline and the effort that you put on a daily basis. You are a very humble young man. But being prepared for that moment, and then now being in that moment in these games and taking your opportunity as a starter, this mental preparation means a lot when you get these opportunities, right?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, I've been in limited minutes throughout my career, and I think at the beginning it was very frustrating for me because I knew of the qualities and the type of caliber of player that I could bring on to the tables to the team. And I think patience is the key right now for me. I think in my mentality I have that if I don't start, if I don't play, if I don't come off the bench, that I'm always ready for the next game or the next training session to get better. And then whenever my time comes, that I have to be ready and make a difference. And it's working out so far, and I continue 3 goals, hopefully to get many more, and just keep focused, be patient because it's a long season, and I got to keep working hard and help the team win.
Memo Rodriguez, Houston Dynamo, joining us at a pair of goals in a 3-2 victory over the Vancouver Whitecap. Now has 3 on the year. You know, when you look at this team and the difference in it now with some of the personnel, you do get the feeling this is a better team.
Yeah, I think we're definitely starting to click as a team, getting rhythm. I think the rotation's been good. Everybody's getting to know each other a little bit better. And I think a big key for us now moving forward is getting possession of that ball. And I think we showed that we can possess the ball against Vancouver. And for me, I think that was a big key for us, keeping the ball, moving them side to side and exploiting wide areas and creating chances. And I think moving forward, that's going to be a new key to our main competitive and focus is keeping the ball and just trying to kill teams with possessions. And from the past, you know, we were very direct, and now we can do both. We can direct, and then we can keep the ball. So we can catch teams by surprise this year.
Yeah, and Wilmer Cabrera has mentioned that a lot, Memo. We've heard him talk about that on numerous occasions this year, that we do have to have a better possession game. I would think that's part of the key to establishing a much better and much needed road record this coming year, because through possession you can manage games. Is that part of the thinking?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you keep the ball, you do less defending. And I think that's the best defending, is keeping the ball. Going into games, you know, we played 3 games at home. And I think we did a very good job possessing the ball. I think there's a little bit of tweaks that we need to do defensively, but overall, I think we're all defending as a team now, and you know, moving forward in away games, you know, we haven't had the fortune to win a lot of games away, and I think that's going to be a big key for us going to away games, is keeping the ball and creating chances. And I think in this league, there's going to be away games that are going to be tough, and we're going to get 1, 2, 3 chances, and I think we're going to have to be clinical inside the box and finish those 3 chances and stick out the road win and you know, really grind defensively to win games away.
All right, let me go back to the possession, because you feel it's very improved, and it does look like it's improved from the outside. What do you think the reason is?
I think, you know, teams are figuring us out, that we're very direct. Obviously, we have 3 guys up top, Romel, Albert, and Mauro, that were very direct and fast with good pace. And I think there's a lot of teams now just that are play away, and they defend for their lives. Because in this league, any away game is very tough. I mean, I think statistically it's very, very tough to win games on the road. And I think guys are figuring this out. Teams are figuring this out, and I think we have to – you know, we have to adjust to that, and we have to implement possession. And I think we're going on a good road to doing that. And I think it's going to be very key for us, like I said, to keep the ball home and away games in order for us to get a win.
We're talking to Memo Rodriguez, Dynamo 3-2 victors over the Vancouver Whitecaps. The environment against Tigres, both here in Houston and in Monterrey in the CONCACAF Champions League, what was your takeaway from that?
Yeah, I think it was, obviously over there, it was a beautiful experience. And obviously here too, I mean, you can see that there's fans everywhere for their team. And I think moving forward, I think we could get that type of fan base if, you know, we're doing things right. Obviously, our main focus is not the attendance, is to get a victory. And I think we're doing our job and getting the win. And I think later on, we're a fun team to watch. We scored 3 goals here, and then obviously 2 wins, and then we played Montreal and got a win there as well. You know, we're a fun team to watch, and I think a lot of people are going to see that, and then more people are going to show up to games. And I think we just got to keep focused and keep doing our job to get the wins.
Yeah, I mean, even 2 years ago, you know, when you guys were scoring a boatload of goals at home and winning games, and, you know, I was like, okay, I would imagine this is going to affect the attendance, and it really didn't move the needle. So I'm really hoping that's true what you're going to say, that you guys, because this last game was very, very entertaining with Vancouver. It's a five-goal game. The good guys win. You had the late winner from Morrow in one of the home games. So it's all exciting stuff. We just got to get more fans out there to support you and see Memo Rodriguez knocking in goals, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, we're going to keep on doing our job, but hopefully it goes for me and anybody on the team for us to get the victory. And I think winning will make its work so people can come out and see the exciting team.
Long-term, Memo, and I know this is long-term, but, you know, when you go into a season like this, do you set goals? You know, last year you had 400 to 500 minutes. Do you say, you know, this year I want to break 1,800. You know, I want to score 7 goals. What type of goal setting do you do as an athlete?
Yeah, I mean, I think since I wasn't playing as much, I didn't set any goals, and it's weird because this year I actually set some goals, a goal actually for me. Or 2 goals for me this year, and I think I said to myself that I was going to score 7 goals this season, and obviously get more playing time. Those two were the goals that I set for myself, and it's crazy to think, like, out of nowhere that I wanted to set goals to myself, and, you know, I'm having this, I'm fortunate enough to score 3 goals in the 2 games that I started, and it's I don't know, it's can't even believe it myself right now, and 7 goals. I'm 4 goals away from that, you know, but I'm going to keep on pushing for more. But those were the two main goals that I set for myself, is play a lot more and then obviously score 7 goals this season. And obviously I want to contribute and assist in any way possible to help this team win.
Well, listen, Memo, thank you so much for coming on. Keep scoring goals, because on the Cube we love goal calls with Memo Rodriguez. That's always a fun thing to do on a weekend. So I'm putting out a message to you. I'd like to do that more often. So keep scoring the goals, okay?
Yes, sir. That's the plan, and we're going to keep on moving forward and keep working hard to get more wins.
Outstanding. Memo, thank you so much for coming on the program again. Congratulations on the wonderful game against Vancouver.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Memo Rodriguez. Now, you know, how important is he as a symbol now to the Dynamo Academy players, to youth soccer players all throughout Houston? One of your locals makes it. This type of modeling is essential, and I use the word essential again, for young players in a community. That's why you want a team here in Houston that, when it runs out the tunnel, has 3 or 4 locals on the field. And that is a distinct possibility, and that can happen. And your greatest example of it really is Memo Rodriguez, and probably prior to that it would have been Tyler Derrick, although Tyler Derrick really didn't have an academy to come through. He was brought in after being in college for a while, and the guy who really deserves the tremendous work with him was Tim Handley. Boy, did he do some outstanding goalkeeping work with Tyler Derrick. But Memo Rodriguez is an incredible symbol here as a player that has played the game locally and produced. You know, there's a little kid there, I guarantee you, at the Vancouver game at BBVA Compass Stadium, who was going, yeah, I want to be Memo one day. Same thing happened with me when I used to go to watch the New York Cosmos. And back then, there was, you know, there weren't many Americans on the field. And the one or two that were usually a defender or a goalkeeper in a lot of cases, especially the earlier years. And, you know, you'd look at him with your friends and you'd go, man, you know, we want to be that guy. You know, we'd be in the 6th row at the stadium, and then we go, well, man, we can play as good as him, or, you know, all the things that young people would say. But the fact that there were American guys on the field, that you could say, wow, these guys bring hope and possibility to one day be out here as a professional soccer and playing the game. That's what Memo Rodriguez does for the Houston Dynamo. Now, the challenge for the Dynamo, Paul Holacker, and this entire club is there needs to be more Memo Rodriguez's, no question. We're a city of 6.5 million people. Forget the past. It's on to the future. produce players that can actually come into this team, that are not marketing tools, that can actually go on the field and contribute, like Memo Rodriguez. And, boy, I'm having fun watching him play. All right, before we take a break here, good note here for my friends down at Advantage BMW. I've driven one for years. I've leased. I've owned from Advantage BMW. I love the drive. I got a 5 Series. Love it. The other thing I love is the customer service at BMW. Second to none. Advantage BMW Midtown has you covered with sales, service, and finance. And it can be done so easy. Get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Get in there. Say hello to Philip. Say hello to Justin. They love soccer and football. And that will do it tonight here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 as we wrap things up in style. Big thank you to Andrew Carlson, Victor Ariza. Again, podcast at podcastarena.com. Also on iTunes. Get over to Facebook. Hit us up, Soccer Matters. By the way, there's a shop over there. We got incredible T-shirts, orange, red for you Liverpool and United fans, repping the Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 show. So if you purchase those, 20% goes back to the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. And again, my superstars of the week, the Cy-Fair Dynamo Soccer Club for hosting Kick Cancer this past weekend. $3,000 earned, pediatric cancer awareness, great contributions from Dynamo players and Dash players and young cancer patients that have beaten it, that are playing in college, like at Trinity, Blake Lieberman. Just a wonderful, wonderful day out there. We had Josh Gardner, who won 2 MLS Cups with LA and Sporting Kansas City. But a huge thank you to the Cy-Fair Dynamos, Olivier Finidori, and their staff. That does it for tonight. Next week, it's Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central, and we will do a wrap-up of the U.S.-Chile game next Wednesday. Remember, soccer matters.
I'm Greg Berhalter. You're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.